Happy Halloween, no tricks, all treats. From Ball State Sports with Inside the Chirp, I'm Xander Woods. We have Annika Planesic from tennis, plus our very own LJ Shreve and basketball big man Ben Hendricks coming up. But first, here's some headlines you do not want to miss. When the pressure is on, Ball State football seems to perform. As for the second year in a row, Ball State football wins their homecoming game in thrilling fashion. After having his previous field goal attempt blocked, with just 5 seconds left in the game, kicker Jackson Corville redeemed himself after drilling the game-winning field goal and giving Ball State the 25-22 win over NIU. In other news, we are witnessing a legend in the making as Avery Finchel tied Ball State's all-time goal record. She scored her 30th career goal to tie the program record in the 72nd minute of Ball State's match against Western Michigan. Their next and last game of the regular season will be this Thursday at 3 p.m., where hopefully we will see Finchel score again to officially become the school's all-time leading scorer. Ball State men's golf came back off of a record-breaking performance at the White Sands Bahamas Invitational, where the team scored 26 under par, which is a new program record. A previous record, 22 under par, was held back at Butler in 2023 and Dorado Beach in 2021. This Ball State women's basketball season is just underway with their game against Old Dominion on November 4th. The Cardinals are the Mid-American Conference preseason favorite for the number one bid, and it comes to no surprise because this team is deep with multiple returning pieces as well as experienced transfers to bolster areas of depth. This team should be just as formidable as any team deep in the regular season.
Back in the studio, I'm here with another special guest, Annika Planesic. How's it going? How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yeah, for sure. And I know we chatted a little bit briefly, and we were actually talking about what you did this summer. So what did you do this summer, if you don't mind telling the audience?
Yes, so I work most of the time. I work with the kids camp, so kids from 8, 6 to 10. It wasn't tennis camp, but I just watched over kids from 7 to 2 when the parents were at work. So that was really fun. I got to hang out with kids, so that was really enjoying.
But you said you actually went back home.
Yes.
So you're from Slovenia, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't want to touch on it too much, but I did want to ask you almost that transition from playing in Slovenia almost your whole life to playing in the United States. What are some of the differences in playing tennis over there as opposed to playing in the United States?
So when I was at home and played tennis, it was more individual. Here is more like team. So like team spirit, like everything we do as a team. We played tournament together. We practiced together, but at home it was different people just playing by ourselves. So coming here, I needed to be like less selfish kind of, because I had to think about my team. Whenever I went on the court, I didn't just play for myself, but I played for the team and I played right. for the school. So that was like the biggest thing, like trying to realize that.
So what in your game in particular did you work on and you want to see some growth coming into this next weekend's tournament?
Yeah, so I'm an aggressive player, so I want to get the ball very quick. I want to control the points, which I kind of like lacked at the tournament because it was the first time like I needed to get the feel for the balls.
Right.
So now going to IU, like that's my goal, like trying to go do what I do best.
Okay.
Yeah.
And transitioning towards the team. So where do we see this team kind of headed towards for next week's tournament?
Yeah, I mean, we are a really close team. I think we are really close on the court and outside the court, which shows a lot when we like practice, when we play tournaments. And you can see that we are close, that we got each other's back all the time. So I think just going into the tournaments, we are dangerous. Like we are a really dangerous team to play against. So I mean, we're just getting better. We're just getting started, and we're gonna like go there out there and show what we can do.
Thank you so much,
Annika.
I really appreciate you for your time.
Thank you.
Now for our new segment on Inside the Chirp, we'll be tossing to What's Chirpin', which takes a dive into what social media is saying about your Cardinals. First things first, we go to this 52-yard bomb from Jackson Corville straight down the middle and splits the uprights to call game for the Cards on homecoming. As high as Ball State women's volleyball is, nobody is hotter than Maddie Buckley as she leads all MAC sports players in attack percentage, as she was just recognized with MAC Offensive Player of the Week honors. And a word from Ball State legend Avery Fenchel as she released a heartfelt statement after she tied the all-time scoring record this past Sunday against Western Michigan. From SL and myself, congratulations to her and an amazing career here at Ball State. Now let's check out Iron Sharpens Iron, a Ball State SportsLink follow dot covering the Ball State men's and women's golf team.
Media day, coach. Every day is media day for us now.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah. I'm excited for Monday.
Yeah. Tournament day.
Right here playing our individual event this week.
Playing a practice round for my first ever collegiate event.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the guys compete today.
I'm ready to play some golf.
With so many highlight plays and elite performances, you already know we got to give you that Ball State Sports Top 5 Plays.
Hello and welcome back to Inside the Chirp Top 5. A lot of plays to get to this week, so let's get started. At 5, Jordan Jeffers of the Ball State soccer team sends a ripper past the NIU goalie. Cards will unfortunately lose this one 3-1. At 4, Samanza drops back, lofts one to the back corner of the end zone, and Tanner Cozier goes up and makes the play for the Cardinals. This was his second touchdown of the game, and we'll come back to this game later. At number 3, Madison Buckley rises up and gets the kill. That's one of her 12 kills this match as the Cardinals sweep the Huskies 3-0. At number 2, Jenna Wyckoff receives the pass in the slot and buries the goal for the Cardinals. Field hockey gets the overtime win against Ohio 2-1. Now for your number one play. Back to football against NIU for the homecoming game. Jackson Corville launches the 52-yard field goal as it's a walk-off win for the Cardinals against NIU 25-23. The Bronze Stock stays in Muncie.
Welcome back into the Betsy M. Ross studio with a very special guest, Ben Hendricks. Ben, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for coming on. Now, before we start talking all hoops, tell me a highlight of the off season.
Let's see. Getting to meet everybody, all the new players. It's good. And getting to see my family was nice. Being back home, seeing my friends. It's been great to see everybody, new faces, you know, learning things about them and each other. Just getting ready to come back here.
Yeah, absolutely. During the summer, you talked about how so far it's been hard but worth it, all the work you've done. It was midway through the summer. What words would you use to describe that point up until now?
I say a lot of growth. Not only myself and the team, you know, we've had a lot of growth as a team. Yep. In the summer, more summertime, it's a lot of individual work. Now we're in practices, and you know, it's definitely harder. It's longer hours, sometimes a little bit harder than what you're used to. But no, it's a lot of growth from not only myself, but as a team player, as a team, and as my other teammates, as individual players.
Absolutely. And Ben, you know, coming into this season, what are obviously you want to compete to win a MAC championship, but upon that, you know, what are other things that you personally and the team are looking for this season?
Yeah, I feel like I want to have a good year myself. You know, everybody does. But I feel like one part of growth for me was realizing that stats aren't everything. And if I want to play overseas, scouts see more than points. You know, they'll see how your cohesion is with your team, how you listen to your coach. Are you doing what your coach is telling you? And are you making plays away from the ball? So I think that's a big thing for me personally is, you know, everybody wants to score 20 points and have 10 rebounds, but I can have 10 rebounds and fewer points, but I can still be a big impact on the game. And, for the team, I feel like coach has done a very good job at introducing that to the newer players, and transfers into how we want to do it this year and how we want to change how we played from last year to this year.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, and appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Ball State women's volleyball has been on a tear as of late, winning 4 games in a row headed into this weekend with a game against Eastern Michigan on Friday at Worthen Arena at 6. Ball State Cross Country will be hosting the MAC Championships for the first time since 2011 this weekend on Saturday at 11 and 12 o'clock. If you thought last weekend's game against NIU was tough, then you're in for another Halloween treat as Ball State football takes on our rival Miami, Ohio in the Red Burt Classic next Tuesday at 7 p.m. As mentioned before, women's basketball will be playing their season opener against Old Dominion on Monday, November 4th at 6:30 p.m. in Worthen. From the Betsy M. Ross SportsLink Studios, that's all I got for you today. I'm Xander Woods, and this is Inside the Chirp. Have a happy Halloween.